The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
And joining us on the WBEN Live Line this morning, the senior editor at Engadget, Devendra Hardawar, talking about everything in the tech world this Tuesday. Devendra, thanks for being on with us. Yesterday, we were talking about the EV truck that Ford was announcing. They were calling it their next Model T moment, so this new announcement regarding all their EVs. What exactly did Ford announce? Why should people be paying attention?
The big thing they announced is an entirely new universal platform for building EVs that's going to be coming in 2027. And the headlining car there is the $30,000 pickup truck. It's a really bold price. We're not sure if Ford can actually make it. But the idea is that they're going to make production a lot more efficient and, make the batteries much more efficient and easier to produce, too, to get a truck down to this price.
Devendra, like you said there, it's a bold price. Is Ford going to be able to keep costs down to $30,000, or is the cost of components going to go up, of course, with tariffs happening and whatever other factors play in?
It's honestly hard to tell what's going to be happening, but the key with Ford is that they're going to be doing everything in the U.S. They also announced $3 billion in U.S. Manufacturing earlier this year as well. So they're going to build the batteries here. They're going to build the cars here. We are losing the EV tax credit, but even with that, they should be able to make some of these things a lot more cheaply. The production line seems interesting. It's not just a single line that these cars are going down. They'll be able to make the front, middle, and back of these cars separately and then sandwich them all together at the end. So that should make it easier to produce these cars. And also, they're also working on new battery technology, lithium iron phosphate or LFP batteries in the U.S. And those don't have cobalt or nickel, and they should also be easier to produce and, cheaper. So theoretically, yes, they should be able to keep costs down, but who knows at this point? Everything changes drastically every day at this point.
Interesting on the new battery technology. Is it strange to look at the EV landscape, as it were, because it seems like we're shifting where the concern was always about range. And so then you started to see, all right, bigger battery and an EV, an exciting EV on the market. One was not marketed as having a range below 300 miles. Like, that seemed to be the magic point. Now it seems like we're scrapping that. Here's Ford saying, all right, we've got like 240 range. Yeah. We're going backwards in range, but we're doing it cheaper. Now that these incentives are done, we really need to focus on price instead.
Yeah, I honestly think for a lot of people, the range anxiety thing, it's kind of overblown. I just bought a used EV that gets 150 miles, but it's a secondary car and I'm only driving it locally, right? I'm not taking road trips in it. And we know for a lot of people, their typical daily driving range is 30 miles. So most people don't need like a super big battery, and the battery is the biggest cost in any EV. So yeah, if you want long range, you can get it in a lot of cars, but you're paying out the nose for it. For the vast majority of people, a 250-mile range battery is going to do you well. You're also not going to be charging it at a gas station or a charging station the way you would a typical gas car. A lot of folks can get home charging. Even if you don't have a level 2 charger, you could plug into level 1 and get, some trickle charging going on. You could do some charging at home that's really going to make it easier down the line. So there's a big mental shift that needs to happen when people move over to EVs. And that's a hump we're all going to have to get over after some point.
Devendra, I've never had to shop for an EV, so I'm not familiar with the pricing structure. Could this sort of reset the market, though? How does the $30,000 price point compare to some of the other popular EVs on the market right now?
I mean, typically we're seeing the affordable EVs are in the sort of like mid $40,000 range, and that's stuff from like Hyundai and Ford's own, Mustang Mach-E and the F-150 Lightning. But we are seeing some companies trying to go a little lower. Slate Auto, which is backed by Jeff Bezos, announced that they're going to be having a $27,000 pickup coming in the next few years. And that's a really no-frills thing. No screens, no stereo, no paint, and only 150-mile range. But that's how they're getting to that budget. And it seems like $30,000 is kind of the range people are going to be playing with right now overall when price is happening. But, I'll tell your listeners, go look at some used EVs because there are some incredible deals out there under $20,000, if you want an EV that's just a couple years old, I'm always for a used car. So that's the thing with new cars, it drives prices down overall. So there are just so many ways to get EVs now. I think people should really consider them.
Well, you've also been writing on a different topic here. A couple of years ago, we went through this with Windows XP that so many people were using. Now it's Windows 10 about to be phased out. And I have to wonder, how many people are still using Windows 10? XP was a big one. Is this going to be as big of an issue?
As far as we know, Windows 10 has the largest install base of any, you know, Windows installation right now, because it's been around for pretty much 10 years. So that's just what happens. And 10 was also a follow-up to Windows 8, which was not a great upgrade. A lot of people hated that. So I think a lot of people waited to jump from Windows 7 to 10. There's certainly going to be a ton of people on it right now. And the big thing is Microsoft is ending support. So that means there's no more critical security updates, no more feature updates on October 14th. You can spend $30 to get an extra year of update service, or try to update your machine. If your hardware is not compatible, it's probably time to move on, because that means your computer is probably around 10 years old too.
So if you're still on Windows 10, will your device essentially be bricked, or is it just that you won't get the updates?
Oh yeah, your computer will be running just fine. It's just you won't get any updates, and that means it's kind of like fair game for any hacker to go in and poke at vulnerabilities in Windows 10, and Microsoft is not going to actively be protecting that software. So you're just kind of it's a risky thing to keep running Windows 10. A major malware bug could appear that could steal your data or just lock up your computer. It's time to like move on and think about other ways to make your system work.
All right. Well, hey, we appreciate the time this morning. Thanks so much for joining us, Devendra Hardwar, senior editor at Engadget.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.